In January, the public comment period ended on controversial draft state regulations that are supposed to set up a legal commercial market for the hemp industry in New York, but they also included a prohibition on the sale of hemp flower by farmers and processors in the state. This ban, which could go into effect as early as the spring, could be devastating for the industry, which has begun fundraising for a potential legal challenge if the State Department of Health doesn't change course or state lawmakers aren't successful in circumventing the Cuomo administration on this issue. To discuss the potential ban and how it could kill the state's hemp industry before it has a chance to flourish, we're joined by Kaylin Kastetter, Director of Policy at the Kastetter Cannabis Group, which advises businesses and lawmakers on the cannabis industry, and Iris Rogers, owner and operator of the Homestead Hemp Farm and Brand, which operates out of Washington County. So, Iris, for the uninitiated, what is hemp flower and what role does it play in your business?
Hemp CBD smokable flower is a really great way of finding relief without getting psychologically inebriated in any way. So when you grow hemp, you can grow hemp with CBD in the spotlight, and we make sure that the THC content is below 0.3% THC. So when you smoke CBD flower, again, you don't get high in any way. You just reap the benefits of the relaxation, the calm, all those great things that come with it. I sell CBD smokable flower in my own brand and online store to help other people find relief from stress and anxiety. It's a really big staple in the cannabis marketplace right now. It's a steady product that helps other people without getting them high.
So what was your reaction then to the proposed regulations that came out last year prohibiting the sale of hemp flower in New York?
My reaction was definitely kind of all over the place. At first, I was pretty angry because hemp farmers spent the entire 2020 season. A lot of us took on the role of CBD smokable flower, which takes a lot of processing, curing, trimming. Like, there's a lot of machinery, there's humidity and temperature control that go in with curating this really great flower. And post-harvest, New York came out and told us, okay, we're going to ban it and we're not going to let you be able to sell it at all, which is extremely frustrating after we've all done all that work and we've put the time, the money, and the resources into it. And now we can't really make back the time and energy and money that we've put into it. So I felt very angry because I felt, and I think a lot of us New York hemp farmers felt pretty cheated, having a staple product and steady product in the cannabis marketplace just taken away from us. And then there's the fact of the matter that we're on the brink of legalizing marijuana. So why on earth would we ban something that is helpful to people and is a great steady product for farmers on the marketplace when we're about to legalize marijuana, something that does get you psychologically impaired? I just don't understand why we would legalize one and ban the other. Very confusing. So I was angry. I was angry for myself as someone who started a brand and has products and has spent the time, money, and labor in this, and angry for my other fellow hemp farmers that I've seen dive into this industry full force, spend the entire 2020 season curating, and then being told they can't sell it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Iris, can you operate your business without selling hemp flower? Is there some sort of transition you can do, or would this just be the end of Homestead Farms?
No, I can operate because I have other products. You know, I'm kind of diving more into CBD skincare. That's kind of my background. And so flower isn't the focus of my business. However, it is one of the products that you can purchase up on my website. And now what farmers/retailers are facing problems with is if you have CBD flower up on your website, we risk the credit card processors shutting us down completely and having the bank say, no, you know, we can't work with you if you're going to have that up on your website because now it's banned, now it's illegal. It's definitely putting that negative connotation back on to cannabis, which I think all of us do not appreciate because we work hard daily to get rid of that negative connotation. I can continue on, but it's kind of almost like a threat. It's like, hey, you have to take down CBD smokable flower off your website or we'll take away the power to sell any of your products.
So, Kaylin, in terms of the industry more broadly, how important is the sale of hemp flower? For example, is this a niche product or is it really critical to having a thriving hemp industry in New York?
It is way beyond a niche product. It's actually probably the best-selling and highest margin product for hemp farmers in New York State. And that's for a couple reasons, but one being that consumers are just very familiar with flower. It is a low barrier to entry in terms of cost for the consumers. And then for the farmers, it's very easy to get it to the market without expensive processing. And, you know, they can do that themselves. And it offers a lot higher margins than if they were to grow hemp just for, you know, extraction, up to 10 times higher, prices.
While we wait to see what happens with regulations, the chairs of the Agriculture Committee in the legislature, Democrats Donald Lupardo and Michelle Hinchey, have introduced legislation that would effectively supersede the proposed state regulations. Kaylin, can you explain how this potential solution came about and why it's, you know, the right answer if, it is, in fact, the Department of Health doesn't reverse course on the regulations that they initially drafted?
Yeah, so the industry is very disappointed and enraged, quite frankly, to see that the proposed regulations from the Department of Health outright banned the sale of hemp flower, right? And so they look to, you know, the champion for hemp, which has been Assemblywoman Lupardo, has been a champion for hemp all the way since the inception of the pilot program, back, 5 years ago. And they said something needs to be done here. And because the Department of Health has failed to regulate it, as the industry has asked, just like any other cannabinoid hemp product with labeling guidelines and testing guidelines, et cetera, they asked the Assemblywoman, how do we ensure that the department, that this pathway for the industry and for farmers is opened. And it's a very simple piece of legislation, right? It essentially forbids the Department of Health from, prohibiting the sale of hemp flower. And with the new agricultural chair in the Senate, Senator Hinchey signing on, it's gained a lot of support. And, the easiest solution here is for the Department of Health to just take the ban out of the proposed regulations and regulate it just like any other hemp product.
Well, the support you talk about that's been growing is all in the legislature, but we still have no idea whether Governor Cuomo will sign off on this. And, there's reason to suspect he wouldn't, considering that it's his Department of Health that crafted this regulation. So, is there any reason to expect the governor would sign this bill? Any reason to think that this isn't just a dead end that lawmakers are pursuing?
That's a good point, right? And with the hemp extract law, which set the stage for all these regulations, it wasn't signed until the end of December after it passed at the end of legislative session in June in 2019. So, absolutely the governor can wait to see, can, veto it or even, essentially pocket veto the bill, right? And so, yeah, there's not a lot of hope in terms of, the governor signing this bill if it does get through the legislature. So that's why it's so important for the Department of Health to kind of rethink their strategy here, because if the ban goes into effect, and even if the governor were to sign at the end of the year, say, any amount of time that this flower ban is in effect, especially as they're rolling out the program and licensing retailers, is not only going to create confusion, but it's going to take one of the most popular selling products off the marketplace. And for many hemp farmers who have had a difficult 2 years, and just like all the rest of us have had a very difficult past year here, this would, essentially doom them, a lot of hemp farmers, to economic ruin. And also retailers who have seen a huge drop in sales over the past year and look at, hemp and hemp products, especially hemp flower, as a good margin, fast-selling product. And so any amount of time this ban is in place is going to be very destructive for the marketplace.
Kaylin, what do you make of the fact that this prohibition on hemp flower, and realistically it's because the Department of Health says they want to deter people from smoking, comes at a time while Governor Cuomo and Democrats in the legislature are pursuing, on parallel paths, an effort to legalize adult-use marijuana? It seems like this regulation would be really at odds with what the governor is, supposedly supporting when it comes to marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely counterproductive, right? Because we know that You can't have an adult use cannabis program without flower. It represents at least 50% of sales in any legal marketplace, adult use cannabis legal marketplace in other states. And so it would not make sense for New York to have a marketplace without selling adult use cannabis flower. Hemp flower does not have THC in it, right? Or does not have a significant level of THC to induce, you know, psychoactive properties. And so it doesn't really make sense to lay out these policies for hemp while, you know, also, like you said, trying to legalize adult use cannabis. And what it does is it sends a message to the industry that New York is going to tightly control in a way that doesn't follow scientific, you know, or logical sense, you know, regulating the adult use cannabis industry. And when Governor Cuomo talks about an adult use cannabis marketplace, and we just saw the recent economic impact study, we're talking about jobs, right? We're talking about economic impact, much more so than tax revenue, because as we've seen, that's going to take a little bit to come. And so, you know, you're not sending a good message for those that are going to invest, you know, dollars into the industry if this is how it's going to be regulated and these decisions are going to be made in a way that does not take into account the consumer or the industry.
And to be clear, the governor's plan for legalizing adult use cannabis allows for smokable products, correct?
It does. It does. But the issue is with the governor's plan, just like the hemp cannabinoid program, it allows a lot of discretion from regulators, right? And so we could see, you know, these products be prohibited. The medical cannabis you know, marketplace in New York State does not allow for flower either, right? So there is a situation where you could see regulators rolling that back on adult use cannabis too.
Well, looking ahead, you know, to 2021 and I guess the planting season, you know, we've got these regulations that could take effect this spring. There's the potential for a legislative end around that would might ensure hemp flower can be sold. There's the potential for this legal avenue. You know, with all this sort of hovering above your head, how are you approaching 2021? Are you jumping in with both feet, or are you just sort of dipping a toe in the water at this point, Iris?
Yeah, I feel very lost on the matter, and I know I'm not alone, and my friends and family can attest that every day it's ping-ponging around in my head, and it's just chaos. Because the other thing that New York hemp farmers are facing is that New York has decided to essentially dissolve the New York State Pilot Research Program. So if you want to continue growing hemp after the 2021 season, you will have to be approved for the USDA program. So we've all started businesses. We've all gone down the smokable flower route. Now they're taking smokable flower away from us and possibly the ability to grow hemp anyway after this year. So I'm looking at 2021 possibly being my last year to grow, which is ridiculous because I've been in the business now for almost 4 years and I've invested my time and my money and my life into it. And now somebody's telling me, hey, you can't sell one of your products. And now, hey, you might not be able to just grow it all. So for 2021, I wasn't going to grow. And I decided I am because it could be my last year. But we are growing tentatively, and we are not growing as much as we usually do, because now that one of the avenues of how I can make product to sell and help other people have been taken away, I'm not sure I need to grow as much anyway.
I've heard from industry stakeholders, not on the mic, but they've said that Norman Birenbaum, who's the quote-unquote cannabis czar in New York, has basically an aversion to smokable products, and that's what's driving the hemp regulations in this case. Unfortunately, Norman has, you know, not responded to any of our interview requests, but do you have any insight into him and his proclivities when it comes to smokable products?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's in line with the administration's aversion to smokable products in general, and for good reason when it comes to tobacco and unregulated vapes, right? But from my conversations with Norman, he is looking at a harm reduction strategy around cannabis, and that's why it makes this so peculiar. Because if you're going to ban hemp flower, well, consumers are going to now get that flower somewhere else. So whether that's illicit market actual hemp flower or illicit market high THC flower, they're subjecting themselves to an unregulated product, right? And so, you know, Norm's view on this issue is certainly not in line with his views, you know, more generally in terms of, you know, a safe and regulated marketplace. The fact of the matter is that vaping is, you know, vaping products are allowed in the hemp regs, the proposed hemp regs, right? This is a year after we saw a crisis, a health crisis around, you know, vaping products. People have been smoking cannabis flower for decades and hundreds of thousands of years, and we have yet to see a single death attributed to that. So it doesn't really make sense at all. And you know, it like I said, this kind of adds to this, thought process for members of the industry that New York regulators aren't really taking into account the reality on the ground for the cannabis industry and the input of key stakeholders in the industry when they're creating these policies.
We've been speaking with Kaylin Kastetter, Director of Policy at the Kastetter Cannabis Group, which advises businesses and lawmakers on the cannabis industry, and Iris Rogers, owner and operator of the Homestead Hemp Farm and Brand, which is based out of Washington County. And for more on the potential lawsuit, check out our story on the Capital Notes section of wcny.org/thecapitalpressroom.
Support for the Capital Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.